our theme discussion for this week is on sibling rivalry. Sibling rivalry is as old as the two sons of Adam alayhi salam, Habil and Qabil. And we know that that sibling rivalry is the first, it resulted in the first ever murder committed in history. Currently, we are discussing the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, and we see that our sibling rivalry resulted in them plotting to either kill or get rid of Yusuf alayhi salam, even though they grew up in the house of Nubuwwah. This is what sibling rivalry can do. Now, one of the worst things that can happen to any parent is to find their child or their children becoming rivals, because then you as a parent have to play referee for the rest of your life. When the grandkids comes, it will get even worse, because then the rivalry will continue. Now, what is sibling rivalry? It can be defined as competitiveness, sometimes tempered with animosity, between siblings for the attention, affection, and approval of their parents. A competition between siblings, and that competition can turn nasty. And what are they competing for? Attention, affection, and approval of the parents, the three A's. Now, you cannot blame the parents every time there's sibling rivalry. Certain things are out of their control. But many times, unknowingly, and the key word here is unknowingly, parents are the ones who lay the foundation for the sibling rivalry. They create the rivalries between their children without even realizing it. And that's why this week we focus our discussion on the question, how parents can avoid creating sibling rivalry. And the first point we want to discuss for today is stop comparing children. When you compare your children to each other, that's when the rivalry starts. You look, not every family will have children that are equally obedient and equally pleasant. There's always going to be the bad apple, the black sheep in every family, right? And even if there's not a black apple as such or a black sheep as such, there's going to be the one kid that is not as pleasant, not as compliant, that's irritating, that's a pain in the neck. Most parents have experienced this. When you tell them, get dressed when going, then you'll get that kid that will go and get dressed, no question asked. And the other one will want to know, where are we going? Why are we going? Why do I need to come with? And then finally drag themselves to get ready, and then everyone is delayed in the process. And then out of frustration, you say, why can't you be like your brother? Or why can't you be like your sister? You know, one will eat the supper without no issues. The other one always have an issue. Too strong, too sweet, too sour, too hot, too cold, too this, too that. Why can't you eat like your brother? No complaints. Now, you may say it out of frustration. You may be honest and saying, you know what, be like your brother. You think that the child is actually going to say, hey, yeah, you know what, my mother's got a point. My father's got a point. I need to be like him. No, children don't think like that. They start thinking, what, I must be like him. He just sucks up to the parents all the time. Then it breeds resentment. They're actually going to get worse by you drawing that comparison rather than getting better. The one that you're criticizing is going to feel, I'm not good enough. My parents always only see the good. And he or she will spend all the energies to try and make you realize how bad that other one is, the do-gooder, right? And the do-gooder will say, oh, my parents are always praising me because he or she is so bad. So they will always try and do things now, not for the right reasons, but just to upstage. So the golden child will do it to upstage the one that's not always in the parents' good books, and the one who's not in the good books will always now go and search for the faults of the one who's in the parents' good books to say, you see, they're not as good as you think they are. And it's worse than when they become adults, because the comparison then is between jobs, houses, vacations, and it still filters down. You show more affection to her children or my children, not my children, and that's how it goes. And the daughter-in-laws get involved and the son-in-laws get involved. So the first thing that parents need to do is stop comparing their children, because when you compare your children in their presence, when you say, why can't you become like your brother? Why can't you become like your sister? When they hear you praising the one to other people and not them, that's when the sibling rivalry starts. It may not have been your intention. Unwittingly, unintentionally, you actually planted the seed.